This is the page right here.
That's UW La Crosse Government Information Librarian Michael Curran. He helped set up a voting resources webpage a few years back. He says it's designed to give students more information on candidates and the issues.
We'd like people to vote, participate in government, and so it seems like making sure this information is out there and available is a worthwhile thing.
Curran says it's difficult to gauge whether students are using the webpage. UWL students Laura Milkey, Hannah Gibson, and Eric Inman say they never heard of it. When asked about state and local races, none could identify a candidate running for La Crosse mayor, state supreme court, or state superintendent.
Randy Koshnick or Shirley Abrahamson.
Mm-mm.
Tony Evers or Rose Fernandez.
Mm-mm.
No, I really haven't been paying attention. I've been kind of focusing in on schoolwork.
If I knew certain things that affected me, like maybe it has to do with my tuition or something like that, I'd probably pay attention.
Yet UWL political science assistant professor Joe Arney says there's more student involvement in the spring elections than she expected.
We had a mayoral debate, and it was very well attended. There were about 155 people present, and I would say at least 100 or more were students. So they're showing interest.
Students Milkey, Gibson, and Inman say they would have liked to seen this election state and local candidates make more effort to speak with them on the issues. All three say they voted in the presidential election. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.